Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome into episode 62 of Coffee and Shell. Today we are going to go over the NHL All-Star event, the first NHL 23 World Championship event that took place this weekend. But first we've got to hear from my co-hosts, Kesso and Padre. We're going to start with Padre because he got to compete in it. So how was your weekend of being 20 years old and dedicating it all to the big ones again?
It wasn't that bad, actually. Like, the time worked out good because my kids were asleep and I didn't really have to worry until like the second series. And the first day, I got a bye. I don't really understand why. The kid didn't show up. He got first seed. He played 25.
He slept through.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, someone came into my chat and said they just got a message from me. He slept through it.
So was it what, 3 o'clock Eastern?
It was a 3 o'clock Eastern. Okay.
Yeah. Huh. Well.
No. He must be a gap year boy. Anyways, after that, I played Yeen Dog, which some of you guys probably know him from like Twitch chats and stuff like that. I think he's in a decent amount of those, and it was a good series. I came back and won 2-1, and then the second day I had to play the guy that won as of right now, at least, Blue and X9. He's a French kid, good sixes player apparently. Lots of cut plays, like me and Sleazy were talking about earlier. All the sixes kids like to do. Good player. He ended up actually beating Uninstall, which I think everybody was shocked by because everyone, I think, thought Uninstall won the whole thing. And so it didn't make me feel, I guess, as terrible considering he beat Benny. And Benny's kind of, like, supposed to win, I guess, by, you know, just name cachet, I guess. But, yeah, it was good. I mean, I don't know. I tried my best. It's I guess if you would have told me 2.5 weeks ago I would have had a chance to play in it, I would have been happy considering, like, I restarted everything and whatnot. And, yeah, so...
Dude, it was really fun. It was the most fun I've had watching like a esports event, even more than any of the streams last year. Last year was pretty chalk on like the big ones. So this year, the four winners, I mean, we'll get into it in a second, but Kessa, did you happen to catch any of it this year?
I only got to watch weekend? Yeah, this weekend. Yeah, I only got to watch a little bit of it, like Gren's final, and then like Saturday. My wife's sick and then the baby's sick. So it's just like, it's a rough one here. I know. Right. Like we've never really, she was sick like once before, but it was like a day. So it's been like a couple days, like the runny nose and stuff. So it's tiring. It's tiring, man, because there's nothing you can do to help them out.
Nope. That's tough, yeah. Dude.
So, the little bit I got to watch was entertaining.
No, like I said, it was really fun. We'll talk about that a little bit more in depth, later on in the episode, but it was, the game, really, everything that you would expect from NHL 23, we got the full Monty of it. We got the full gambit of all of the nonsense goalie animations, the less than predictable outcomes in almost every console final, and probably except for Polgs, probably. Mm-hmm. Probably one of the most impressive out-of-nowhere runs I have personally ever seen covering the Gaming World Championship, now the NHL 23 World Championship. But yeah, it was really fun. And like I said, we'll get into that in just a little bit. So first was, we got our second week of Team of the Year. It was the first time we got a women's Team of the Year. I think a lot of people, I saw a lot of people expecting that, like, maybe they would be, you know, less costly, you know, mm-hmm. for collectible. And I just, like, I laughed at that because there's no possible way you could do that. The precedent that would set was just awful. And to be honest, they actually made some of them pretty interesting. Like, they know all of the cards and all of the good abilities to put on them. And there was a few. Taylor, I don't know if I'm getting her name wrong. No one's correcting me, but I believe it's Taylor Heiss. She also doesn't have a... Very curious on this one. She doesn't have a headshot in game. So I have no idea, unless they release a banner that's just like +1 to her Team of the Year. Like, I don't, that was crazy, because I don't know how they're going to do that. It's not like she's going to get a prime time. She doesn't have a headshot, unless they put it in, obviously, which is the kid. Her card was pretty viable. I think that In terms of like right-handed wingers, she's got unstoppable force, she's got elite edges, all that. And I think she's 5'10", 160.
Yeah, she's like a Mitch Marner build.
Exactly, like Mitch Marner build. Yeah, exactly, right? So I think that her card's pretty viable. And that Marie-Philippe Poulin, I've been saying it all year round, like every time I play her X-Factor, there's like no hitting her. She has like a force field around her. So right now, like in terms of like the best centers, like she's up there for a little while until we get to like the 99 Jason Robertson and Tage Thompson, like that kind of in terms of competitive play. But they weren't all... they weren't all cards that I think that you just completely ignore. I'd be curious to see the numbers. I know a lot of people were happy to try them out. Was there one Kessel that you think that you'd be, it'd be kind of fun to try?
Yeah, I mean, I would try the Taylor Heiss. Like, but here's the thing. Here's why I'm not going to try them is just because of the cost, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and I used everything I had on the week one, like men's team of the year.
Yeah.
And, like, and it's like, and that's what everybody did. Yeah. Like, that's what everybody did. I wouldn't have mind seeing like some path to get one of these, especially as they're promoting like the women's players this year.
100%.
Yeah, even if it was like grindy, right? Like they have the objectives in the game. I wonder if they have something to where you can score X amount of goals with like a women's player. Something like that would have been nice to get one of them, just because like I would want to try one of these, but I can't.
I'm in the same boat. Even on my God squad, like I did at the very end of the week, I just like blew up my collection. Like I'm talking like 80s and 81s and 82s to try and get Roman Josi. And I'll be honest with you, like women or not, like in game, Roman Josi is not worth a million in my opinion. I don't think his team of the year is worth it.
Yeah,
he wasn't worth it either. So it's not like all the women cards aren't and some of the men's aren't either. Like Shesterkin and Josi aren't worth nearly the cost. So when you make like four of them, like Makar and Matthews, McKinnon and McDavid, like that's 4 million in coins, like in value. So if you have four of them or five, that's about a million each one. And I was sitting there looking at my team just being like, how did I have this much? Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like even just for rewards, it's crazy. But yeah, the cost just back to back is brutal. But I agree. I think they should have tried to give one out for free with that really long, grindy way to get it. Because I agree. I think they should have tried it, especially with the promotion of this year. I think they should definitely have done that. So I'd be expecting a women's team of the season maybe as we get into April, but that's still quite a ways away.
I wonder if they would do like the full roster like they did for the men's.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm not a huge fan of team of the season and how it works because there's like 40 cards, right? Like it's always like it's clearly their last bit to try and get like you know whatever funds out of the game or excitement out of the game. I'll tell you this about team of the year. From a personal standpoint, it made me like it gave me hope. So when we did when the men's one came out, we had the big stream and all that, and you know team of the year's most hyped up event. We had like 4,000 viewers in my stream, which was easily my record, like by like almost 2,000. And just like it frustrates me to no end because the fact that there was that many in there, that means there was that many people that had a little bit of interest in NHL. And if the game was just better. You know, like maybe a quarter of those stick around all year round, not just in my channel, but in the directory. And it's
now,
just,
do you think if they spaced out like MLB does with like the once a month like events instead of like the weekly, there'd be like there wouldn't be 4,000, but there might be 2,000. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
There's what do you get for like a Friday release? Like
Twitch? in a normal, it's been so long since we've had a normal event because like, the Nations of Hockey was 4 weeks and they leaked the last week on the first day. So like it was. You know, classic EA there, but about 1,000, you know, and the directory gets to about 2,500. So it's not dead, right? Like it's, you know what I mean? Like, and the way I do like how EA does that in the fact that every Friday everyone gets hyped up, you know, they get hyped up about whatever the new event is. So I do enjoy that aspect, but man, I got to say, so my website, I'm in full swing of it. It has been easily the hardest undertaking I've ever done, and I'm not even the one that was like programming it, but adding in 5,000 cards. You don't really pay attention to all the cards that get released until you've got to add them in manually into your own website. And I pray, not just for like selfish reasons that I don't want to put them on my website, but I'm going through and I'm adding 84 overall prime times on January 15th, and I'm just like, this is just here to be here. Like they need to come up with a, I'm starting to think that like, what if just every card was like a, you know, if a prime time comes out and that card, the base card just goes up to that. Like, imagine they were just all like, I mean, the logistics of it would have to be pretty ironed out, but imagine just every card was like an Evo card or a team of the year card. Cause I guess that's what it'd be, but they wouldn't get like new synergies or abilities. Like, imagine you packed a, you know what I'm saying? Like, imagine you packed a base, or Connor McDavid. Okay, base Connor McDavid. He's got Magician, I think. Maybe it's Dangle City. And then he's got, like, Puck on a String. That's, like, his base card has that. Those don't change. But when a 91 primetime comes out, instead of it being a new 91 overall primetime, it's just, like, bam, his card goes to 91.
That'd be great.
Like, oh.
Well, like, I mean, they would lose out on a lot of pack sales. Like, why?
Yeah, like, but I don't know. Would they? Because, like, you're getting McDavid. Like, you know what I mean? Like, all cards have value. You pass,
that's
like, imagine
true.
You got
yeah.
Jason Robertson's base card. Or yeah. Tage Thompson. Like, I don't know. I there needs to be a, this has been the same format since 2017.
I mean, there's a lot of ideas out there. And all it takes is EA like putting in the time to evaluate them, like running it through their economy guy or whatever to figure it out.
They have like whatever, a whole economy
system.
Yeah,
whatever it is, this isn't the answer, right?
No. I it's crazy because I just picture that whiteboard with like 150 things they want to change. And they're just like, they always get to like number 9. And then like number 10 is like something sick. So, you know what I mean? Like, new strategies. It's like, oh, we just missed out. Like, but I don't know. Okay, that's enough. That's enough. Yeah, I'm yapping about that. But yeah, so anyways, let's talk about the All-Star Open in a little bit more detail. So I did a watch party for both days. I didn't have the energy to do it. I'm not going to lie. When I went into it, I was like, okay. And then, dude, I forgot how much fun it is to watch two guys just sweat their, like damp, you know? Like, they're just...
And it brings out the worst in people, too. That's
it was great, man. Like, there was a lot of smack talk between... someone was talking about this Prestera guy, okay? He's new to the sense of, like, being competitive in NHL. I'm sure some people are saying that they like know him from like Hut Champs and stuff like that. I don't care if you've seen his tag and you know that he's like a good player. To do what he did, no one had this guy on their bracket. So this Prestera guy, he qualified for Florida. He's one of the four people that will be going. This guy beat Aves, then he beat Geimer, then he beat Mivians, and then he beat Gren.
Did he lose a game?
He lost one to Geimer, but Geimer had to score. It was one of the craziest games. So in the Geimer series against Prestera, Geimer scored 1.2 seconds left and then won 5 seconds in overtime. And everyone thought, okay, it's over. Geimer had a 3-0 lead in game three. He lost 6-3. I don't know who this kid is. Like it was wild to watch. Like it wasn't, there was a lot of, I know a lot of the competitors were complaining that he was on Wi-Fi and, connection is always going to be an issue, especially in online games. It's peer-to-peer, though. So, you know, like, he was experiencing it, too, you know? But nonetheless, like, in a best of three, like, he was... I would expect those guys to be able to... I don't want to say win, because like, that's not fair. Because, like, you know what I mean? Like, I know the struggle is, but, like... The way that he won was very impressive. Like,
yeah,
I haven't
for sure,
seen...
to beat all those people. And then, like, both people are playing on the connection... And I think after the first game, you get adjusted to it. Not only that, like, he plays his Hut Champs games, like, on a server, so I don't think he's used to that, like, Wi-Fi,
not
like,
John
peer-to-peer,
Wayne.
You know?
You know, because that was with John Wayne, because John Wayne always played peer-to-peer in, like, biggies and, like, money games and stuff like that. So he was just, like, he was Bane. He was, like, molded by the bad connection. but this kid, like, yeah, I haven't seen any, I said this on my stream, I haven't seen anything like this since, like, Nuke in 2019, where, like, the Westies might have known who he was. This guy is from Cape Breton. So it's far east. So like only the QCs are going to know about this guy and maybe some of the Easter guys. I know you played him.
I played him the night before. Like, yeah. And actually I have the game recorded. I kind of want to go back and look just to see, like, cause I lost him in overtime. I remember like thinking like, oh, this guy's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even know he was in the tournament. Cause like, I'd never heard of him.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so like I had some people come to my chat like, oh, he's not a nobody. I'm like, yes, he was. Like, yes, he was. Like you, this was, but like I said, this was the fun part of the tournament when there's new people. I love that just, again, from, like, my own standpoint. If I'm someone that, like, I cast the event, right? So I love, like, drama and storyline makes it very easy. When you get the same people the same time all the time, it, like, it's cool to be like, okay, there's, like, history there and stuff. But we've seen Gren and Regs 3 straight years. We saw the best 2 out of 3 in the finals. So, like, I'm all about the new blood and whatnot. And we haven't had anyone do this since, like I said, since Nuke. That's 2019. So good for him. A Duncan Deli, all right? The loudest person in the community, okay? He got slapped on the wrist last year. Wasn't able to compete. He went from band to land. So, you know, he beat Regs 2-0. and I watched the games, and it was the first time in a long time that Regs looked like human. I think that the time on attack was like 21 minutes to 5 for Regs. Delly did played great defense. Like I said, like it just didn't look like Regs could get like it seemed like he was fighting the game. I don't know if Padre, did you watch any of that series?
Yeah, I if you would have told me that Delly beat Regs like before, if I could like see the future, I'd be like, oh my gosh, it's the biggest surprise of the weekend, and it was not even close with Pastera.
Yeah, that's what's wild. Yeah, like that was really crazy.
To talk about that kid too, it's I mean, there's rumors going around, according to what they say, he might not even be able to go to the LAN if he doesn't get a passport, which for future reference, any of the kiddies out there, or even just adults that don't have update your passport, like, get your stuff figured out before you play in these tournaments. What's the point of grinding 25 games and oversleeping? What's the point of grinding 25 games and not having a passport? Like, you're wasting your time. I mean, unless you just love playing practice games, I guess, but I mean, there's a good chance that actually Grant ends up going, or you know, uninstalling the Bluen's case. Apparently, he's going to Cuba the next day or something, or 2 days after. So I don't know why you're going to Cuba for, but yeah, I mean, it's a little weird. So you know, we'll see what happens with those. And but with Delly, you know, obviously, Delly's a loudmouth, and he's you know, he's a good kid, I think, at heart, kind of like Nip and Biscuits. I just think he just doesn't shut his mouth sometimes, and I mean, I'm a loud mouth too. In some instances, I just feel like I listen or I think about what I say before I actually talk, like unlike him. And I know he gets on Kessa's nerves all the time.
No, I can't stand him.
I get on my nerves too. Yeah,
whenever he won, I was like, "Hey, I can't stand you, but congrats."
Yeah, you. I love listening because I just wait for it. Like Kessa's like the dad that's like spanking his kid on the butt back in the day. Like it's so funny, but yeah, he played awesome. I mean, he clamped Regs down. I mean, like, tons of TOA, but Regs couldn't get to the middle, which is kind of where you score in this game, besides behind the net. And he clamped that down, and Delly really pushed it wide. Like, blew down the boards with Gartner, McKinnon, McDavid, Madonna. And, I mean, I don't care how good you are at defense in this game. I mean, those guys are so fast, and with how slow some of the defensemen are now, like, besides McCarr, it's pretty hard to keep up like that, and I think that was like the big difference is he just really abused Regs down the wings. If like Regs were to change one thing, you know, and like what do I know? I'm not better than Regs, but I'm just saying like that's the one thing I noticed. And yeah, it. I mean, he won. I mean, no one can really say anything now. I mean, he beat the best player in the world, and he beat him twice. And I mean, yeah, it was pretty crazy.
It was pretty wild to watch because I going into it, I was like, this is gonna be a massacre.
Oh, yeah.
But no, dude, he shut me up. That was really impressive. And then, yeah, Bluen and uninstall. Even when you saw the bracket, I wanted you to win to represent Coffee and Shell, and you did your damnedest. But like clearly, when you saw like uninstall, like he first of all, the amount that he plays, like when you have these guys that play the game a ton and they're streaming all the time,
and years
like,
younger too.
Yeah, they're expected to win, right? Yeah. Like you're expected. You saw the PS4 bracket; it was by far the weakest in terms of people that could win. Like, if you were to go to this tournament and the final four, you'd pick the winners from all the three consoles and the PS4 winner. If it wasn't uninstall, like you know, you wouldn't bet on that person. Even yourself, I think you know what I mean. Like to beat, like if it was Gren and Polgs and Regs, right? Like you might be able to take a series because I think once you get to that point, like you could easily you know take a series, but like you wouldn't bet on it, right? And uninstall when it was Bluen and not you, I was like, oh dude, this is gonna be over quick. And nah, man, like
he's really good.
I said this the whole year that the winner of this year's game, because it plays so much like Sixes, is going to be a really good Sixes player. And that Bluen guy, I remember watching him play. I think he was a PlayStation Sixes guy, which they don't get a lot of love because PlayStation in North America or Xbox in North America has really been the main console, especially on League Gaming. They get the far more like love and attention than the PlayStation guys. But yeah, like I remember watching him play in some of the bigger tournaments in Sixes, and yeah, dude, he dominated. It was great.
He's on Ducks Gaming right now, I think, from what I saw. Gaming team. Main thing, I feel like I played CAD basically when CAD was young. When I played CAD back when he was young.
Oh, that's a good comp.
Canadian, sorry, whatever. You know, maybe it's something because he's French, but you know, it's just like really good button skills. You know, really quick movements and stuff like that. Just more noticeable than, you know, some of the guys that I've played. It was more just quick plays and quick quick, you know, LTs and that. It just really reminded me of Cat, honestly. And when I went, when he went and played Benny, I hadn't seen Benny play a lot. I just, it's just like you hear, oh, install.
Yeah, you just assume, right? Like you just pencil it in.
Yeah, you kind of assume. And it was not, I mean, I don't know. I thought it was like pretty one-sided with that series. I know Benny was kind of saying he felt like he should have won, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, it looked from the stuff I saw every time Bluen was, he was just scoring on his chances, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, he's just capitalizing on his chances. Like, but yeah, so the final, and then we had Polgs, who beat Desi, and he had a pretty good run as well. Polgs is probably the only one out of the four that, like, was
you expected
yeah. him to win. And I would, if we're ranking the four when they go to lands, he's the only one that's been to a LAN, multiple of them, and that really matters.
Yeah,
just because, like, it's hard to play for even $1,000, or when you have a couple thousand people watching you. Like, it doesn't matter what it is, what you're playing, like, you're human, right? And especially when you're younger, these guys are all young. So, you know, nerves is a huge thing. And Polgs at GWC last year, he got absolutely crushed by Gren off of the stream. But, like, I remember, like, last year he dominated every tournament. It reminded me of, like, Regs in 2019 when he won everything. Mm-hmm. And Polgs easily was the number one player last year up until the GWC. And he got there. He had his whole family there at the draft and whatnot. And that's tough to play against, especially against Gren, who's literally just lived in live biggies since 2018. And Polgs now, at least he has that, like, he knows what it feels like. I could see any of them. Dude, I cannot wait to see this Prestera guy. I hope he makes it. I hope he figures out his passport.
The people out there, and you know who you are, you, if you listen to this, like, if the guy is who he says he is, okay?
Let's address it. Can I preface this?
Yes, please. Yeah,
so for anyone that isn't listening, there's a rumor going around that this Prestera guy, who, if you were watching my stream, we all ended up rooting for him because no one knew who he was, and he was in my chat, and then Geimer started giving him some smack talk when he won, and then he started giving it back, and I love all that stuff. But anyways, there's rumors going around that this person, that Nippin Biscuits, who's another community member, and a very good player, was playing on this kid's account, which is just completely false, and actually a mistake that someone in the community accidentally outed and said that, he was playing on his account, started this big rumor, and everyone, which is impossible, because Nippin Biscuits was literally at a Rangers game. So, it wasn't him, it's some new kid, and,
There was crap in my game. Like, I told you guys about the strategy button I hit, and I mean, it's not like I would have beat the kid per se, but, like, I didn't go on Twitch and, like, write novels all day and cry about it and then, like, try to get him kicked out and, or, like, whatever the case is. It's like, dude, like, I love you guys. You guys are great players and all. You know what I'm talking about. This game is so random this year. Like, the best player in the world ever just lost in regs to Delhi. Like, no one would have thought
that. In Gren's game against Prestera,
That was amazing. He
went to go play the puck, and he literally threw it in his own net because his goalie played the puck. It didn't go far, got stuck in the crease, and his own goalie kicked it in his own net. And that was a game-winning goal.
Like, it happened to me the first day. It's just,
like, this year, you're going to see a lot of that. As my camera froze, 1 second. As you're just going to see a ton of that now, like, you know, this year, and it sucks.
No, and I wish people would understand that, like, you're – the same people that were like, we already talked about this, like, they just need to realize, like, with how random this game is, and, you know, you're not going to have the same thing happen every time, and it's just, it is what it is, like, so, you know, just, like, take the loss.
The biggest thing is, what's too, crazy, like, is this is the first event.
I know.
Like 100%, so though, like, you were saying, that's not Nippin, because, like, I've played Nippin 50 times, right? Yeah. You've watched Nippin play.
He played
nothing like him. If Nippin can change his style, there was not one
saucer pass.
Then he'd be the best player in the world to mimic another style and win like that, right? Like, he'd be the best. Yeah.
Like, it was wild.
But it's just like, take your loss, move on. There's another event. You guys will all be in the tournament. It'll be okay. The sun came up today. I mean, I get it. You know, you want to win, but it's in the grand scheme of things, this money's minuscule. None of you care about the All-Star game because none of you watch hockey. So, stop acting like, you know, this is the end of the world. I just, you know, like, harassing this guy, because I watched the guy today, and the guy's just like, dude, like, are you guys still going on about this? It's like, yeah, man, like, they're still going, like, just let it go. Holy crap. Like, I mean, I get pissed about losses, too. Everyone does. Kesso does. Sleazy does. Everyone does. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah, man, like, I
lost my wedding ring across the room when I lost. I was like, like just threw it. Like, you know, I mean, man. And that's me. I'm 30. I need
thank
to
God
stop.
The Roomba didn't pick it up.
Yeah, I know. But I never do that. But I was so tilted about this stupid strat. I was just like so tilted the whole game, and I was just like,
what? Dude, that's like, what's great. So like. For people that have never watched it, like the people that don't get it, like watching NHL, like why would you want to watch this game played? Dude, watch it. Like I said, watching two guys just do everything they possibly can and you have no stress was so much fun to watch. So shout out to Nick514 and Worthy. Okay, these two guys, again, for anyone that doesn't know about, you know, in the in-depths of the community and you just listen, you're a casual player, everything like that. These two guys probably have the most game played between someone who's 20 years old and someone who's 30 years old. Nick's 30, Worthy's younger.
All 31. Right, have, 31. Yeah, he's 31. Elite at 31.
He's elite at 31, yeah. See, they have easily the most time played in this game, all right? Well, maybe not easily, but like they have exceptional amounts of gameplay. These two guys, I have never seen two dudes, like, the only way I can describe it is they didn't want to win, they just tried not to lose. Like, there was exchanges where Nick ended up was up like 4-1 in the third, ended up losing 6-4, and then the very next game, the exact same situation flipped. Dude, it was Worthy up 4-1 in the third. Nick scored 5 straight to make it 6-4. 20 seconds later, he gave up 2 goals, and it was 6-6, and he had to go to overtime in game 3. It was the most absurd thing I've ever seen.
He got bailed in that overtime.
It was wild.
His goalie was, I don't know who his goalie was, but like, he was making some crazy saves.
Wild. And like I said, because this game, the goaltender specifically, like it just leads to an absolute disaster. And it's going to happen. I can't wait for like on the big stage, you know, I'm going to have to find a way to cast these things and like act like I can't wait because it's going to test my ability as like a broadcaster to call like the gaming or the NHL 23 World Championship with some behind the net rap and like try to make it, you know, sound like it's like interesting and whatnot. So I don't know. It was really fun. It's the first event. It was one of the better things about this year's World Championship is that there's more LAN events. So we get to do it all right again this week. The open qualifiers for the Stadium Series opens up this Wednesday, I believe. And then next weekend will be the Stadium Series qualifiers. It'll run the exact same way. So one person per console. So it'll be 4 people that will get to go to the Stadium Series. You guys, so Padre, you're going to compete again. Give me something that someone you're trying to add to your team that you need before you go to the next game series.
I'll be honest, I have no clue. I
every morning, I don't know who I should get. And then we have a
weird spot where I have to like wait for my X Factor again, and I would love to get McDavid or get Hedman, and I just don't like want to buy either one of them, but I have no clue. I think I'm going to move Matthews back to center just because I was like watching a lot of some of the things I just picked up in a lot of the games. Like I was watching Deli play and just kind of like his team choices because me and him talk a lot and just, you know, like Mike Gartner, like Mike Gartner on the wing and stuff.
He's
like 100K.
That. 100K. Gartner's under
100K. I know. 100K. You know, like using just a Dougie Hamilton, you know, nothing, no abilities on Dougie Hamilton, but he was, I mean, I was just watching certain players which stuck out the most to me and constantly Hedman stuck out to me on teams. Everyone had Hedman, like the Hamilton did, even Dean Kukin, just stuff like, just guys like that, the bigger bodies. And then obviously all the team of the year stuck out. I mean, I don't know, just something like that probably. And then just, I got to, you know, play better, obviously, I guess, if I can get past the, you know, top 16 thing.
Yeah, but, I think he will. Is my camera frozen
again? Yeah, your camera's frozen again.
What is going on here?
Sorry, nice look, though.
Sorry, YouTube audience. I apologize. I can't wait for my new computer. My God, I think it comes next week. Ugh. Kesso, are you going to try this week again?
Yeah, I think I'm going to qualify this time because I like, dude, I just got on tilt last time. Like, I would have qualified if I like kept my head right. I just got
frustrated.
I watched
that whole series and that whole, you know.
Yeah, you did. You watched a lot of it, man. And I just like, I started 15-1 and then just like lost a couple. And then I was like, oh, F this game. I think I might add like a Cale Makar, like a 90 overall. I think there's one.
Yep.
And the only reason I say that is like the straight lining. Like, I have a lot of the bigger
defensemen.
Oh, you want
to use him to straight line?
No, to defend it. Because, like, dude, I get burnt. Dude, I get burnt with, like, Hedman or, like, Seabrook or something. And I feel like it might not be a bad idea to have, like, one fast defenseman. I don't know, though.
Did you notice, watching Makar and playing Makar, I have Makar. I'm not happy about it, but I do. He just crushes everybody. He was crushing me like crazy. I don't understand.
Shut
it wasn't
down,
like straight on. It was shoving and just, it was like the weirdest thing. I was like, what is going on? So, like, he was so annoying.
His team of the year, you there's a sequence where if you run, I think it's Spark, Gladiator, and you can put Protector on him, and it gets like 10 body checking. And shutdown is essentially Truculence, but it just doesn't activate all the time. Like once you're in your own zone, it doesn't activate all the time. It's very wonky, like, but it considers everything the rush. Mm-hmm. So if you have it's the only ability on Makar that I think you 100% have to have, because he doesn't have anything else like defensively other than that. Doesn't have Truculence. But yeah, like I've definitely noticed a lot of Makar. Like he definitely hits quite harder than you would expect because he's a lot smaller, obviously. You know who's nuts looking? That Fox, that Adam Fox that came out has gold Truculence, and I think it's like Stick 'Em Up or something. Like it's a
what card was this?
So they did something called Wacky Wednesday where they like flipped builds, and they gave like Ryan Reeves a Dangler build, which low-key might be gross, but Fox got one where it's defensive, and it killed his X-Factor. Because like his X-Factor, there's no point to his X-Factor because this 90 overall is better than his 97. You know, like it's wild. So it has gold Truculence, and he's like 92 speed.
Yeah, he has 97 body checking. What the heck? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. It was they just did some random builds on last week, which I thought was kind of cool.
And he's fast.
It's kind of what we talked about in the summertime with the builds.
There's a lot of the stuff that we've mentioned on this podcast that has crept into the game. Yeah, either we're ahead of the game, or they're listening, or we just have the same idea. I don't know what it is, but they've all been great ideas.
Yeah, like I said, them starting to do actual outside the box and not just plus one to everything. Thank God, because that's a brutal combo in my opinion. So Stadium Series is up next. I can't compete in it, so you're all very lucky, but
thank God.
Another thing I noticed from playing the games, and I'm a big lineup obviously guy or whatever, goalies I can 110% now feel like they don't matter. Just get the biggest for PG-13 or and under, but get the biggest lard ass pretty much. Yep. And just stick them in your net, because I just don't understand. They turn sideways, they turn upside down, they're standing up.
You go in the corner and mess directly out into the crease, and you'll get them to go down pad stack. And looks
Terry Sawchuk out there.
Yeah, makes no sense. And it's going to be bad, man. It's going to be really bad because there's going to be a lot of money decided because of the state of goaltenders this year, and they didn't want to address it. And I think that just being involved with the developers and the community, I've seen years where I remember Ben Ross, the one year, got fed up and was like, all right, you guys want the beta? And he put the beta back out, and no one took into account that HUT progression ruins a lot of the game. And he put the beta build back out, and everyone hated it. And then there was 2021 or 20 NHL 20 where they didn't make any patches at all. People hated that. There was the goal line shot that was in the game the whole year, stuff like that. And so I can kind of understand the not wanting to commit resources to this game because they have so little to they want to put all the focus on next game. But this is
a broken game, though.
We're beta testing. Yeah. I said this at the launch of the game. We are legitimately beta testing the next game. And I know if there's any developers that are listening to this podcast, I know that there's going to be a meeting for NHL 24 at some point. And all I'm going to do is I'm going to take a young Malcheski's stream, and I'm literally just going to say, explain. And if you don't know who Malcheski is, he is, he's not a big fan favorite, but he's very good at the game. However, this year he has taken the behind the net to the 15th degree. And it's unfortunate because it's in the game. And you're starting to see it a lot. I saw Mivians when he played Prestera. It was like, this is not how Mivians used to play.
He always just shot the puck.
Yeah, and he used to be so aggressive, just always. And he got behind that net and didn't move. And people are starting to pick up on it. And if you're playing this game for thousands of dollars, okay, just like Ecky, like everyone else, I would expect them to use everything at their. I don't think it's.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's accurate. I hate it. I hate the look of it. It's awful. Just like last year, I hated the wiggle stick. And I'm glad that that was removed because it just looks dumb. But it's going to be bad, man. Like, I can't wait for them to explain it to me because I don't know. They just, you know, they're going to get exposed in the NHL 23 World Championship at some point. It's going to be bad.
And, yeah, there was one more takeaway I had from this, which I was actually glad to see. Obviously, with like the favorites losing, it's exciting just for like if you're watching it as like a casual person. But dude, defense like winning. So like I think you look at like Delly. And then you look at this, whatever the hell, what's his name, Pastrana or something?
Pastrana,
that's
yeah.
It. Yeah, yeah. Like, they weren't favorites. They played smart. They played skill zone, right? They just crowded the front of the net. But they knew how to score on rebounds and, like, certain things. Like, if you master defense and master the counterattack, like, I don't care how good the player you're playing against is, like, you're always going to have a chance. And that was my biggest takeaway.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, again, like, there's a lot of things about this game, like controlling your defenseman puts you at a big disadvantage.
Yeah.
Which is, it sucks. But when you watch them play and you're controlling with your forward, because the reason why it's such a disadvantage is because when you are controlling, it's like they don't have any defensive awareness. Like the stat is like zero. So you get no intercepts. It's like NHL 21, where there's just no intercepts at all. And that puts you at a huge disadvantage. Like, how many times, for everyone listening, if you're in the YouTube comments, let us know, but, like, how many times have you been defending a rush and you feel confident that you're in the right position for a two-on-one to take away the pass and it just gets forced right through you? Or if you're, like, literally on the goal line covering a guy manually and it's just they don't make a move. They don't make a move with their skate. They don't make a move with their stick. And leaving your defenseman alone is clearly the way to go, but you've got to make sure they're in the right position. So someone I see that does it really well, what Pogues does. Pogues will literally switch to his defenseman and move him back after they like stray away from where they should be, and then he'll switch back to his forward and then attack the person. And I saw a lot of that with Delly too. Like, Delly knew that Regs wanted to get to the front of the net, and he just made sure that he couldn't get anything cleanly there, and then, yeah, like scoring off a rebound. Like, Junior Pens is someone who's really good at that too. Always scores on his chances, and he took Regs to three games, right? So, no, I agree with that, man. Like, you know, it's crazy because this year you just got to survive too. Like, there's just
dude, that's all it is. It doesn't matter how much time on attack the other guy has. It doesn't matter how many like pucks are around the net. Yeah, dude, that's it. Blocking shots.
It's wild, man. It's gonna be fun to watch though. But all right, let's move on to the next topic. Let's talk about the next event. So the last 6 weeks, we've had 4 weeks of the Nations of Hockey, and I'm assuming you guys didn't like that. Maybe I'm different because I'm Canadian. The whole month of December is very World Juniors, especially for Canadians. And so I'm assuming that's why they do it. Because like for the last like 4 years, we had like Winter National and like all that. It was always a very international style like thing. But man, 4 weeks is a long time. And I'm excited because Team of the Year is a very niche event. It's not like the other one. So finally we get a new one. All right, here's what I'm thinking. Every year around this time in January, they get like a rookie event. And the last year, I think, was under 22. The year before that was like the NHL 2030 event. It was like all the young players. There was like that Jack Hughes and Justice and Noonan. That was the GWC goalie.
Oh, that was a crazy one.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, everyone had him. That was probably is that Justice and Noonan? This is off topic. The 2030 Justice and Noonan. Is that the most expensive old event card ever? Because that held its price all the way through the GWC. I remember that was like 600K. Like, it had to be.
And I don't think then you could go back and make the old MSPs.
No, you could not make them. No.
Yeah. So that's why too.
Yeah. Okay. That was nuts. But so what I'm thinking is this year, I've been saying this from launch too, is that without headshots of Ohm Power and Kent Johnson and Beniers and guys like that, they have to do master set players because that's a way to get around it, right? So I'm thinking this next one, it's too early for the All-Star event, I think. Like, I don't think they would do it 2 weeks out, especially because they do, like, while the event's on, they do, like, the updating when they score in the real All-Star game, which I hope they do again. But I think it's going to be a Young Guns like event. Who would you want to see? Like Padre, you probably know more. Like have a better one. But like, who would you want to see out of that event? Like Master Sets. Give me like a couple.
Power.
Power's Veneer. Card is going to be bro. Can you imagine if they gave him like Truculence or Shutdown?
Oh yeah,
like dude, that's
he's a monster. And Beniers obviously with Seattle.
What do you think they give Beniers?
Knowing them, like Shock and Awe or something.
Tape to tape.
Tape to tape.
Yeah. I don't know.
I want to see, this is like an off the board one, but I love that Parsonen kid in Nashville. He's like 6'5", the centerman. He's been tucking a few. He's like a late blue, like just like a weird typical Nashville Predators player, like another Victor Arvidsson, Patrick Hornqvist, late round pick, making an impact as a rookie. Just somebody like different like that, but I know they wouldn't probably make him an MSP. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of good young guys. I mean, Jake Neighbors, if I'm doing somebody with St. Louis, I don't know. Like he's somebody that's a young guy.
There is no Shark MSP, correct?
Not that I, for young guys, no.
No, just like in general. There's Owen Nolan, but that's team builder.
Oh, I was thinking like a young guy. Yeah, no, not.
There isn't one yet, dude. William Eklund would be a sick MSP.
Dylan Gunther for Arizona, maybe.
That'd be a good one.
You know,
I don't think they would do Connor Bedard.
No,
they did him
not.
In the 22. I just
Mason McTavish, Anaheim.
Now, yeah, especially because they probably have this event done like they have it done like a month in advance.
I'm like, you're doing like Calder like projections. It's kind of just like those guys that you're thinking of. It's usually who it is.
Who's the Detroit? Like, I'm not Soderblom.
For the rookies,
defenseman. I don't think he's playing yet.
Oh, I was gonna say that Bergson or whatever kid that's on the forward. Yeah. He's been like their like rookie.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of some other rookies. Like
that'd be a pretty good one though.
Yeah. Dallas has that Wyatt Johnson kid or whatever.
Wyatt Johnson would be a good one too. Yeah, man, I just like this event's always like my favorite, like the rookie one, because like those ones are like those are exciting players, and they never have like good cards, right? Like they just don't. So you know what's funny? Because next year the content team is gonna have to do something, or the gameplay team, because X factors are figured out. Like this year, last year was the first year of X factor abilities, right? And there was a lot of figuring out. And then the game changes year over year, so now different X factors are viable. Like 1T last year on defensemen was good. 1T this year, pointless. I'm trying to think of some other examples.
They also have to overall like it, this year. I don't think did any new players besides the women get a new X factor.
Dude, it was so weird because
they only cut it, but they kept like Shea Theodore, right?
Yeah, and Moritz Seider is an X factor in the launch, but he didn't get an X factor in the. I didn't really get that. I think they wanted to keep it down so that you had like a, there wasn't so many, which I'm okay with. But dude, like some of the, like the Shea
like Theodore Tage Thompson one, has to be one next year, right? Dude, like he just has to.
I cannot wait to see what they do with Tage Thompson, because they're gonna have to hammer.
They have
his
to
stats.
Nerf him every year, right? Yeah. Like they just have to.
I love it. I love it because he is someone that is like so electric, and he gets like his goals. Like I know what they're going to do. They're going to give him dangler, like puck on a string, and but it won't matter.
I hate that though, because it's like they're almost doing the thing with him like Madden. Like Madden never did that though, but like it's like the Mike Vick thing. Right? Like
they're hurting him for being.
Yeah, he's just big. Like so what? Like he's still quick. Like he's amazing. Like dude, just rate him how he should be. Right? If it breaks the game, he's breaking the NHL.
That's an NHL video game problem.
Yeah.
I pulled up like the Calder odds just to kind of see some guys that I might have messed my bet on. This is, I know.
No, good. I just brought it up while you were
talking. Beniers, Kachekov. I don't think they do the maybe they would do the Hurricanes Kachekov.
I could see it after the playoffs last year.
He played in the playoffs. Yeah. Logan
they
Thompson.
They do a goalie. They'll do a goalie. Oh, it'd be Logan Thompson for sure.
Stuart Skinner, Cole Perfetti, Mason McTavish, Wyatt Johnson, Kent Johnson, JJ Paterka, Jack Quinn, Jake Sanderson, Shane Pinto, Owen Power, Kalen Addison, Zetterlin, Cates, Gouley, Gunther, and then Kratzoff. I guarantee Kratzoff is in there because those Rags fans love Kratzoff.
They love him.
Like, love him.
Yeah, that would. Yeah, you're right on that. Like,
but, like a lot of those names, like, if you remember the year, like, when, like, Ottinger, like, it was last year, right? Yeah, last year? Yeah. Like, Ottinger.
23? Yeah,
like, so Ottinger and all those guys. Like, they did a good job.
One of my favorite events of all time, I think.
Yeah, they did a good job picking the guys. So I feel like they'll hit a home run again this time. They'll pick, like, the sexy names you know, maybe like they're obviously probably not going to have like some of those guys that come out of nowhere, but because they, like you said, they probably do this event a while ago.
Yeah, they probably, yeah, like I said, they probably did it a little while ago. So I could see it being like the goalie being Logan Thompson. I can see that because that would have been like known way
back. He did get that stars of the, or whatever, was that
thing called? Star of the month. He got a star of the month, yeah. But I don't think that would really play into it, even if he got a master set. Yeah. Right? Like, I don't know if that would play. But that Owen Power card, I cannot wait because he hasn't been that great offensively. So they're going to have to give him like shutdown or watch him give him send it. Like, you know, he's 6'6", so they're just like, oh, let's just put send it on him. This card's too powerful. It's wild though, because like, that's such an issue with the video game that these guys are hindered because they're just genetically giant. You know, like Zdeno Chara cards were like hated by the player base because he effectively like ruins the game. Like if you don't have Zdeno Chara, that's such a disadvantage, which just sucks. Like, because like that isn't like a why should the guy be knocked because he's what he's doing? Like, because the team of the season, like Tage Thompson and Robertson are getting team of the seasons.
Yeah, they're going to be some of the best cards, yeah.
And they're going to be the best cards. Like, they're going to be wild. Because, like, I've said this, too, about Jason Robertson cards that keep coming out. They're terrified to give him skating synergies. Mm. They're terrified.
It reminds me of Rantanen.
Yeah, quite a bit. Yeah, like, a lot like Rantanen. Yeah, like, no, you're
a new Rantanen that came out looks, like, interesting, but I'm also kind of afraid to try it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Oh, yeah, there was, like, a 90 one that came out, right?
Yeah, he has, like, Distributor and Buzzing.
It's so funny having to add all these cards now manually, because I never really look at, like, I'll look at them, take a glance at them, but having to put their attributes and everything in, I'm like, oh, my God, like, some of these are cracked. Like, that Ulf Samuelsson. I bet you see a lot of GWC guys with Ulf Samuelsson next week, because that thing has gold truculence, too. It's like, dude, last year's Adam Foote, Ulf Samuelsson pairing, the team builder.
Oh, yeah, I remember
Brothers,
that one.
Bro, that was so good, dude. That was so good. But, all right, let's do some questions. All right, so
yeah, dude, I pulled some prior, so from the last episode that we posted with Regs
we'll
and
Eki.
We'll
do the same thing this week, too.
Yeah, so yeah, let's keep doing this. So I'm going to read off the first one here. So the Gravy Train, I have four of them. Gravy Train 8 said, what do you guys think about making captaincy cards have value? Captain gets all abilities activated and assistance abilities are halved.
Oh my god.
I know. It would make them valuable. I don't know. Like, just because it's not a bad idea. Like, it's actually not a bad idea at all. It's better than, I think, the old captain, like, +1 or +2 to every attribute. And it makes the cards, like, worthwhile. But also, that's just, like, basically increasing the AP by, like, 15.
The community would ruin it. Like, it's a cool idea in practice. But the community would be like, oh, Connor or Austin Matthews, someone would be like, that's the guy who has to have it.
I think for sure, right? Like, if you, because like McKinnon, like if there's a captain card, like, McKinnon, I would probably just put it on him, right? Mm-hmm. So like, I don't like it for like the balancing of the game.
You wouldn't use the captain card and how they're supposed to be intended to be used. Like, they were put in the game so like your team could have a captain in game. He has like the C and everything like that. That's why it's intended to be there. So like, it wouldn't be used for that. So I don't know, Padre, what do you think?
Yeah, it would be definitely like abused in some way. I feel like I have a better idea. How about you do something with our Hut Champs points we have just sitting in our inboxes?
Dude, I'd love that. Let's get in the storage.
Like, I mean, you have like 20,000 of those points just collecting dust over there, and there's
hey, you're lucky. Some people are playing Rivals every week.
Two things, and Hawk, I know you listen to this sometimes. Please let us just let everyone play Hut Champs. What's the big deal? You know what I mean? Like, let everyone come and play.
Let's have a discussion here. What is the downfall of that? Like, nothing. Think logically, like, business-wise.
Nothing.
I think it drives engagement in Rivals for the people that aren't top 200 players
to
that
get
qualify.
Into it.
I think it's an engagement driver.
That's got to be it, yeah.
And that's another goddamn thing.
Yeah, it's a big issue.
It's an empty metric that, you know, they could show so-and-so.
It's more to do with very little. Yes.
I feel like that's a little thing, but I feel like regardless, people play Rivals anyways because there's nothing else to do.
No, but like imagine you. So again, you have to take yourself out of what your experience of the game is. So imagine someone, they play a bunch of Rivals games in a week and normally they would just stop, but they're like 400 points away from Hut Champs. They're in Division 5 or 4 and like they need like 4 more wins. That drives them to try and get 4 more wins to unlock it, and then they play their rivals and they play their champs. I would assume that's gotta be the reason. It's such a shit reason.
Would you like for Hut Champs? Would you like? Sorry to go off the question thing real fast.
No,
would you
like for Hut Champs?
Would you like a win-based, which I've always been in favor of, meaning get rid of the stupid round points? Like this week, I would have been top 20 if I would have had win-based rewards, or technically. Or would you like an MLB The Show type of thing where there's a World Series and, you know, CS and all that stuff where it's a 30-day grind or a 25, whatever the MLB is, where people are constantly playing and you're trying to build on that rating. You know, there's a rating system.
I don't think there's an issue with Hut Champs. I don't.
No,
I think
MLB is missing Hut
MLB
Champs.
MLB doesn't have that.
They need Hut Champs. Yeah, it's the only thing.
I think the only thing like Hut Champs is missing is like team restrictions, but that's just me personally.
Yeah.
I think what you're looking for is just to make rivals better. Right? Like that's really all.
If you do that method, if you do that method, the problem is that people get to World Series and stop playing. And in MLB, there's stuff to do when that is complete. In NHL, if you finish your rivals games for the month, and there's kids that have it done in 4 days, you're done. Like, what do you do? Like, just don't play Monday to Friday, wait for champs? Like, that's why they can't do it, right? Because there's no other mode, which is...
It sucks how much this is just designed just to get people to click on...
That's a lot of games, though, man. Like, a lot of game in the industry... That is like the issue. Like they're designed to do this. Even MLB has its flaws in that aspect. But like, it's tough because that it's clearly why. And I would love Hut Champs open to everyone for a couple of reasons. One, we'd actually be able to get games, and you'd play different players. And like, I don't think this game has any business trying to break apart the people trying to search any more than it already is.
Right.
You know. And if it's, you know, so like, I agree. I think it should be open to everyone. And you know, the rewards, how it should work. Like, dude, I want a leaderboard somewhere. And like, we're never going to get it in rivals. It sucks because if you did win, you can't do win based champs without a tiebreaker. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, and you can't view what the tiebreaker is or it'll crash your system.
Oh yes, also that you can't go look at the round points; it'll crash.
I didn't even bother checking my ranking this weekend because I knew that was going to happen.
I think in FIFA it's just you get to 26 wins and it doesn't matter where you are ranked; you just get X reward.
Yeah,
like, and I think that's cool.
Like, maybe I like the win base more when there was a card. When you got like a 90, 89, 88, that would make more sense.
Well, and they really hampered the Hut. Win rewards, like, and I know they give you collectibles, but like people use those just for power ups, right? So now instead of getting like three ultimate packs, you get like one, and then like a jumbo elite.
I like the cards. That was one of the cool things they did. It was a flex thing. Like you had people like Regs that had an entire lineup of Hot Champs cards. I know me. The one year I had like eight or nine. I used a lot of them on my GWC team because I'm a free to play guy. So it's like I was like sick like. This week's Braden Schenn, and I got Braden Schenn, and I skated that week, and I was like, hey, Schenner, look, and I got your card. He's like, God, you're a loser. And like, it was just like something like, it's just funny. I don't know. Like,
I know they went away from that to try and curb the rich getting richer.
Yeah.
That was the issue. Because like, that's the one thing, right? Because that card, I think it was NHL 18 or maybe 19 was
the not the sellable one.
I know, but you could sell it. Mm-hmm. And I remember that because like that card would go for $2 million. Because there's only five of them in the world at the time, right?
I didn't trade them personally. I know some people didn't like it that were, you know, I know Penz was really big on he wanted to sell all of his and Gren, and I get that stuff. And I mean, like, of course I would too, but I just meant I thought it was kind of cool.
There's not enough flex, man.
Isn't it weird though? Like, so, like, I get it. There's paths to, like, getting a good team in this game, right? Like, you can grind a ton, you could spend money, you could work the market and spend like 4 hours a day on the market. But there should be like the fourth option. It's like I'm elite at this game, right? Mm-hmm. But they removed that, and I get them wanting to like level the playing field. But like being elite at the game and like getting top 20 every week, shouldn't that be something? Shouldn't that stand for something? And it doesn't. They want to just like simplify it, and
they give
it's
you
like
packs, and that's all just random.
Like why would you do that? Don't you want to reward like top players like doing this? Like there's still the other options. You can still grind. Like you can still play Rush. I don't get it at all.
Is very not reward. Like in MLB, man, good players, the second that, for anyone that doesn't play MLB, what'll happen is like there'll be like these mini seasons essentially, and the new rank season would happen every like 5 to 6 weeks or 4 weeks, and you'd have guys rush out to get World Series, which is far harder than Division I in NHL. I think trying to get to World Series in MLB, it's very easy to get good at MLB. Like, it's much harder to get to Division II in NHL than it is to get to Division II or whatever championship series in MLB. But it's way harder to go from championship series to legend on MLB than it is to go from Division II to Division I NHL. But in that, like, the good players, they'll rush out because then they get the card that you get for hitting World Series. And everything is sellable in MLB. So that card, immediately, you have content creators that are trying to, like, make the flashy debut with it that don't have the skill to, like, get that right away. You can make, like, 700,000 stubs just from being unbelievably great at the game. And there's a BR mode where you
and that's the mode where the people, like, dude, they just, yeah, they farm it, right? They get, who's the good player? Who's the, what's his name again?
Mike
Trout, right? They get the Trout and they sell them. I don't know baseball.
Yeah, like, you would get Trout at the beginning of the year. Yeah,
and they sell a bunch of them. Like, there's no path for that.
I think it's because the player base is big enough.
All their base cards hold value, too.
I honestly think it's because the player base isn't big enough. Like, if we had 10 people on each console that dominated a Draft Champs mode, and the reward in Draft Champs was on par with MLB, where you're getting, like, it'd be like a 90 or an 88 and above card every time that you went 6-0 or whatever it is in NHL's Draft Champs. Like, there's only, like, if you had 10 people that did that, well, like, there isn't enough people. Like, you're matching up against Division II guys, right?
No,
like,
maybe it's solved. Maybe it's solved next year, right? Whenever more people are playing on the next gen consoles, and maybe the cross plays like a little bit better. I don't know.
I want to know if we'll ever get to a point in which the player base isn't. I'm wondering if it will never be fixed until it goes back to peer to peer.
I don't think this will ever be fixed for NHL in general, because, like, I think it's an EA thing too that we're, like, talking about, because, like, I know a lot of the Madden creators I follow have a lot of issues with Mutt. Like, they're professional players. They win all their games, but, like, it's very random, kind of like NHL, and, like, actually acquiring good cards, you have to. And I watched this Madden tournament, I think, like, last week. Mm-hmm. These people spend, like, way more money because you have to in Madden.
Oh, Madden is by far the most pay to win.
Thousands.
By far the most pay to win. Yep.
Yeah.
What's the next question?
We got the next
actual question.
Yeah, we did. We did.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Kenny James asks, if all the cards have abilities, what is the negative to increasing ability points? More points means more customization, which awards skill and knowledge, and it's more fun all around. I will say the negative of that, right? If you could just activate every single ability, I think it becomes a little bit more pay to win, because the better cards have more abilities. And then if you play a team that's full of team of the years for the women and the men's, that's 12 cards right off the bat, or like 11, I guess, that would have all abilities activated.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't think it requires more skill. And I think having less points requires more skill and knowledge, just because you have to think about what to activate, right? Like,
even on a God squad, like,
dude, it would make it like NHL hits.
Yeah.
You know, like, everyone
have unstoppable force and truculence.
Imagine if everybody had gold truculence on a team.
And it'd be like, you have to have that or you're at a massive disadvantage. And, like, that's, I think that's the negative. On my God squad, I have a really hard time picking abilities. Because it's like they figured it out, which is what I was kind of alluding to earlier. Like, the content team's got their work cut out for them, because there's 75% of the abilities are just pointless in comparison to the ones that have, we've had X factors for two games now. So we've figured out the ones that are like it. And if they're going to remain in the game, then okay, they've got a pool of 7 to 10 that they can use. And the rest are just like, all right, well, these are pointless. So it's like, okay. I don't know. Well, if you went all of them, it would just, every defenseman has truculence. Like, you would, you know, you'd run a full 6-6, and then your offense would have ensemble force. That'd be why. But what would be great is if there was an event where you could go in and get X rewards for playing, but there was no AP limit. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Because it would be chaotic, a mess, and you could have something else to do. But
what are you cracking up about there, Padre?
This Getty images thing, I can't stop laughing. Oh, never mind. Just don't talk about it. We gotta move on.
Next question.
Next question here, Brad Osborne. Yeah. Do you stick to a handful of plays, offensive rushes, or played on a creative intuition? I think any good player has like 3 to 5 plays that they know that like complement each other, right? Like, if you have a play in the slot. Dude, I'm thinking about the
damn it, dude. Come on, let's get it together here.
All right, I think most players have like 3 to 5 plays, right?
Potter, how many plays do you actually have that you look for?
I mean, I do the behind the net play.
He has D to D.
I do the behind the net play that everyone else does. It just gets old. Like, I really is boring. I miss my saucer pass. I miss, like, I just miss, like, different plays like that. It's just, it's so fun. Sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
What did you do, man?
I don't know. My phone keeps blowing up in these pictures. Anyway, sorry. I'm just laughing. Anyways, sorry. All right, 3, 2, and 1. Back on the podcast. Yeah, I just, I don't know. There's really no, like, creativity this year. Like, I'm jealous of Kesso because he knows how to do the Michigan. And
that's
That's the best one. Like, that's the best play to know. And I'm jealous that he knows how to do it. And he knows how to do the Zegras and Sonny Milano flip play. Like,
Yeah, that doesn't work.
But still, like, it's just, it's something different. Like, I'm just so...
Tip shots, bro.
Yeah.
You scored a banger, L2, at the point. You're proud of me, huh? I was real proud.
Yeah, it was great. Like I don't know that. I guess feels good. Like doing my old saucer pass play. I miss that so much. I really did.
Dude, that was the only way I could score last year.
It was just a rewarding feeling goal. It's just now. I don't know, man. There's this even watching the best players in the world. Like none of them.
It's
are
all
doing
the same
any...
three plays.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're right, man.
We need
I think Gren actually is somebody. Gren's run the same play on offense for like 5 years. He goes into the zone. He stops up high. He fires like a saucer pass, maybe two of them. And he does that, right? But I think after that, he's somebody that plays on a creative intuition because that was part of the question. And like, dude, he's the only one I think that could do that, right? Like how many people have his thumb skill?
I'd say that someone I'm really impressed with that like makes his up as he goes along is Aves. I just think that he falls apart when you don't move.
L2s and stuff. Yeah,
but if you fall into it, like if you like don't just stand there, it's very hard to just stand there. Like it's the old Indiana Jones defense, right?
Like that one scene whenever the guy has the whip and the swords and he's like throwing them and then Indiana Jones just pulls out the gun and shoots him. Like that's what you do. Like the gun's the rebound goal and like you know Aves is like doing all that stuff. Like there's no point.
You're right on that. All right, what's the next one?
All right, last question. It's a super serious question. How come you guys never drink coffee?
Because we record this at 10 at night because these two guys are dads.
Yeah, that's the reason.
I want to be in bed, and I'm the one without kids.
Hey, we recorded a morning episode, and I don't know if any of us were even... I did.
Oh, if you it were? Is before okay. noon, I literally have a pot.
I don't drink coffee. I know that's crazy. I stay up till 1, 2 in the morning, and I wake up at... 6 every day.
Coffee needs to be studied, boys.
It's nuts. Listeners. I don't like the taste. Coffee smells good. I will say that. Like when I like walk past the Starbucks or
coffee's an experience. It is a thing. Like
an acquired taste, right?
Yes, until you've actually had good coffee, you probably won't like it. And if you actually want to try good coffee, please. Try
King's Coast.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
That being said, like. When you wake up in the morning, you're dead tired, especially if you're Canadian or you live in a northern state. It's cold, and there's something to be in having a nice warm cup of coffee that's like probably one of the best things about it. But man, I do not know how you play the big ones until 1 a.m. and get up at 5:30 and have no caffeine and somehow are the most energetic person I've ever met. There's something wrong with him.
Like there is, I think it's like ADHD or like there's something like in there.
There's something going on in there that Stewie's got that no one else has.
Serial killer gene. I'm telling you, it is the serial killer. It is like, cause there's a dudes, you know, the serial killer, like they go to sleep at 2, their bed's perfectly made. They wake up at 5.
Who makes the bed? Is your bed always made?
My wife, I don't do any of that stuff.
Okay. Dude, want to know the craziest Padre fact or tidbit? The thing that has always weirded me out the most was when I met you in Toronto and you played this huge tournament against Gren and you had your headphones in and you listened to podcasts. There was no music. There was nothing. You're like, man, whenever I play the big ones, all I do is listen to podcasts.
Only at home I do that. When I play Gren at the LAN,
that's so weird. How do you do that?
When I played Gren at the LAN, he thought I was nuts because I had nothing in my ears, and I'm like, I don't know. I just like I play better when I'm in Discord with people too. Like when I won my series this weekend, I was in Discord, and then when I wasn't in Discord, I was by myself. I was like, all right, like I need to get in Discord with somebody. I like to bitch about the game to somebody.
Oh, dude, man, like I don't know. I need like some. I don't know. Yeah. I like game sound, which is weird. I feel like
I haven't had game sound, and 5-6 years.
There's times when I play offline, like not on stream and stuff, and I don't have to listen to music because I'm not streaming, and I'll just plug the microphone into my controller and like listen to the game. I don't know, because I never get to listen to it. I don't know. It's odd.
Good old Cebulski.
Dude, I used to try and listen to YouTube videos, and like I'll listen to YouTube videos, but when I'm playing the big ones and I'm playing Rivals or Champs, I cannot do it. Like I'm like, I need music. I need something. I need not this.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it. It's wild. Cookie's another one. Top Shelf Cookie won the GWC in 2019. So I love Cooks. He never, again, it's kind of like you, but he never has anything in when he's playing the big ones. And the tournament was sponsored by Astros, so they had to wear Astros on stage. So like if you see like Eki and John Wayne, they're all listening to like music and whatnot, but they had to use Astro headphones. They couldn't use ear pods or anything like that. And if you watch in the finals, Cookie's got the headset off on his shoulders because he forgot, and they just kind of like as the games went along, he just like took it off his head and he wasn't listening to anything. I don't know how you can listen to the outside stuff. And this year, or the year that just passed, they made all the competitors have to not have anything on, and it was this weird thing. So they did it, the production company did it, because they wanted to try and get more emotion out of the competitors. And I'll say, as someone who cast the event, I've seen like 50 people compete in the Gaming World Championship, and like there is never very little emotion. Like Josh Fearless is one, and one of the only ones. And everyone else is very reserved, even when they win or score. But they tried to make it where they wore no headsets, and I guess it was pretty tough for the competitors. But I mean, like, get over it. It was kind of cool because they had to listen to it, and you got to see a little bit more emotion, I thought. So that was something random, but I don't know, Padre Air Kessler, could you do that?
Dude, like, so whenever you come into my stream, you always see, like,
ASMR, bro. I don't know.
I can't listen to anything. I remember I try to play games. Padre's always like, oh, you want a Discord or something? Like, if I'm playing a game, dude, I can't listen to anything. Like, I just have to have the game sound, and that's it.
I'm a big Discord guy.
Dude, I don't know how you do it.
I love Discord. It gets you through my day with hanging out with you guys and stuff, like, while I'm at work or whatever. It just makes
the day go. No, but even, like, during the games, like, I don't know. I can't concentrate on, like, two things at once like that.
I'm just a big Discord guy. I love Discord. It makes my day go so much faster. Same with like podcasts. I don't know what I would do. No podcasts.
Same.
Discord.
Big podcast.
I would die. Like I listen to 32 Thoughts every day, and
friend of the show, Jeff Merrick.
What did you say? Padre, you're not you're not a music person, are you?
No, not like when people.
That's another serial killer attribute.
That was the one. No,
I like music. It's just I don't like. It's just like here and there, you know what I mean? I listen to music in the car or something, but like not really like when I play video games. It doesn't like get me going or something.
You're
like
you're not like a gym guy. You just play hockey.
Yeah, like Larson is like
listening to
a few of those guys. Are like, dude, you actually have a really good playlist. I'm like, yeah, it's just songs like we grew up listening to, and then like whatever, and you know some modern stuff. I don't know. I'm kind of like whatever. I like all of it, but it's nothing.
Studied. We need to get a good.
I'm getting my blood work done soon, so we'll find out.
Dude, the caffeine thing blows me away. Like, if you're in chat, I want to know how many of you out there can operate with no caffeine. Maybe we're the weird ones. Definitely,
it's everybody.
No, it's definitely.
Anybody that's ever had a job, they go into the office. They know that there's the coffee machine.
But it would make way more sense if he was just like a dick or had no energy.
Oh, and I have plenty of options.
He
of
is
drinking
the most
coffee.
Energetic person I've met.
I have so many options of energy drinks and coffee I could choose from, and I don't pick anything.
That's wild. All right, well, this is another banger episode that went off the rails, but hey. We got it back on track. Make sure you guys leave the questions in the YouTube video, and we'll pick a few next week and go over them. Those were pretty fun. But thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next time. Have a good one, guys.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.